This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now let's get two perspectives on economic policy come January, with the bulk of midterm results now in, starting with Glenn Hubbard, who chaired the President's Council of Economic Advisers under George W. Bush. He's now dean of the Columbia University Graduate School of Business. Dean Hubbard, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, so you are an economist. Given that perspective, what changes going forward, given what we know of these results?
Well, I think there are three things. One is probably the most obvious. We are likely to see more gridlock in that what the Democratic House would like to advance on the economy, be it in tax policy or immigration, maybe things that the president doesn't want. But the second and third thing, I think, are an opportunity and a challenge. The opportunity I see is that a policy debate could pivot perhaps from a wall to a bridge, by which I mean away from trade and immigration, perhaps toward things the two parties might have more in common. By a bridge, I could mean physical infrastructure, but I was thinking also of opportunity policies, work support, training, college completion. Those aren't D or R issues, and there should be some common ground. So that, I hope that we have this wall versus bridge debate. What I fear, though, is then the challenge is that the budget, which hasn't come up anywhere in years now, is still looming in the background as a problem. And both sides of the aisle seem to be proposing things that make deficits and debt worse, not better. And I don't think we're going to hear anything about that. But I do think the wall and the bridge debate could be very interesting.
What I took from your comments just now is perhaps not another tax cut. So that could ease back on pressure on the deficit.
I think that's right. I don't think there will be a tax cut given the congressional makeup. I think far more likely if there were to be tax changes, they would be toward work support, by which I mean things like expanding the earned income tax credit or helping companies in training and things like that. There could be a bipartisan consensus there. I think it would be unlikely to see, at least now, on the tax cut. The Democratic agenda at the moment seems to be just no to President Trump. We haven't really heard much affirmative. But I do think there's some affirmative middle ground there.
What about, it's another economic issue, trade, the trade war. The administration can continue its hardline policies, whoever is running the House of Representatives.
Well, I think that's right. And frankly, on both sides of the aisle, there's been skepticism about trade for some time. I think the better course for the country would be to promote openness, but at the same time realize there are Americans left behind by globalization and technological change. And the question is, how do we help them? So that's why my hope would be, rather than talking about a wall, no more trade, we talk about a bridge to opportunity for people left behind.
All right, Glenn Hubbard, who's now dean of Columbia University's Graduate School of Business, but was he served the George W. Bush administration in various capacities. Dean Hubbard, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now to Lisa Cook, who served the President's Council of Economic Advisers under Barack Obama. She's a professor of economics and international relations at Michigan State University. Professor Cook, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, divided Congress, story of the morning. How might this change the course of U.S. economic policy or the economy?
Well, I certainly think in the House there will be a very vivid conversation about, for example, preserving the best parts of Obamacare, but making sure that it is fixed in a way that voters seem to care about Obamacare. For example, making sure that pre-existing conditions are covered. Health care seemed to be one of the number one issues that voters were concerned about. So whether divided or not, there seems to be some common ground with respect to the popular features of Obamacare. The other thing that seems to be continuing is this notion that the minimum wage needs to be raised. What we saw in what you would consider typically red states is a march towards higher compensation for workers in general, in Arkansas and Missouri, raising the minimum wage passed. So I think there can be some common ground.
The federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour currently. Some states have some different rules. What about, trade policy moving forward? That's still really in the hands of the administration, and one wouldn't expect the policy to be altered much with Democrats running the House?
I wouldn't expect so. I really believe that there has been a lot of power concentrated in the White House. I think that the White House will not be accustomed to listening to Congress because they've been given a blank check. The White House has been given a blank check by Congress. And trade policy is really organized through the White House. The NAFTA, for example, would be renegotiated through the White House. And I think that this is something that Democrats, especially now that they've taken over the House, would be especially concerned about going forward. The question is what? I mean, they are not a monolith. Certainly a number of centrists won last night. For example, Alyssa Slotkin, a national security expert from the Obama and Bush White Houses. And at the same time, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez won. And they are on different ends of the spectrum. And I think that they represent the kinds of issues that Democrats are going to be discussing and debating going forward. So I don't think that there's a monolithic view. It'll be interesting to see how this is negotiated.
What about tax policy? A further tax cut Republicans have been talking about. That seems rather less likely given the divided Congress. But might Democrats push for some other kind of tax changes, tax reform?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting. The conversation about both tax cuts and deficits has changed dramatically. And that has been largely on the Republican side. So the question I think everyone will be grappling with will be the effects of the tax cut. Did that trickle down to most Americans? I don't think that many Americans still feel the effects of that tax cut. So the question is how to make them better off. Now, the top 0.01% really felt it more. But I think that that's not the constituency of a Democratic-run House. So it'll be interesting to see how they navigate that as well.
Lisa Cook worked for Barack Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. She's now a professor of economics and international relations at Michigan State. Professor Cook, thanks.
Thank you.